go through this way. And when we start, when we saved, and we start to follow, to pass this way that God gave us, we need to pay price to receive blessing. We know that in our way we have a lot of enemies, and enemies, Satan and spirits, this world, also our flesh. But God gave us promise that He will help us, He will give to us power for every situation. And this is cost somebody, but this is the price that we need to pay to pass that to truth, and that God to bless us, because God told that if you obey my commandments, if you follow me, then I will bless and your family and the thousand generation. We are, in my wife, third generation, and our kids, the fourth generation, and also we have three grandkids that they are filling the Holy Ghost. And one of them, he is 16 years old. He playing the piano in the church, and I pray that that blessings that came in our family to give to our children and our generation. I'm blessed because my father was blessed. We grew up in communist system that the Christians, Bible, and God, they banned. It's okay, that's no rights. We are out of the law. But we grew up, we saw that persecution for our parents and also for us. But they paid price, big price, that we to raise with peaceful, with faith, with our family. He was blessed because his father, my grandfather, he was Orthodox, and he had 8 children, and my father is his oldest boy in that family, and he followed all traditions. He had all icons, he baptized all children, but he still smoke, drink, and some very bad habit. But one time when he was with his friend in the place that they drink wine, his friend told, you know, Vasily, his name same like me, I'm from my father's name, I'm so proud, yeah. And he told, you know, some preachers come to our village and my father-in-law, and he will read the gospel. That area was Orthodox before communist came. 1970 was revolutions, but in our place in Ukraine, the small part, they came 1944, and 1929 it was happened. And Orthodox, he do not allow to read gospel and to have Bible. And Orthodox Pope, he has right, he can beat you and to put in a prison because it was Orthodox law. And when my Grandpa went there at that house for secret, and he heard that about Jesus. He is a Christian. He follows all traditions. But when that preacher read the Gospel for John about love Jesus, what he did, how he died, that people who live without sin, and that the Holy Ghost touched him, and he started to cry. And he told himself, I am not a Christian. And he cried, he repented. My grandma was beaten for him. Because, you know, that area, if husband beat wife, it's normal. No call police. This is my wife. Now the law changed because we got the freedom. But before, not. And that time when he came home and he start to cry and ask my forgiveness, forgive me, Irina, he start to cry, you must go with me. And that day the curse stopped and the blessing come. Next year, these two couples, they were baptized, and that village start church, new church, and the church start to grow, and the Pope, Orthodox, and government, they start to persecute, to stop them. It's that follow a few years. But they know my grandpa because he was Orthodox. He also had some business, and he gave good offering for them. Now they lost him, but he told Holy Father, show me the Bible and I follow. And finally, after a few years, they made list to stop this church and to stop to preach. My grandfather was the first name. And they invite him, and they try to tell them to stop because it's not good for him. But he told, how I can, I forgot this name, but betrayed maybe. I can betray to my God. He died for my sin. What? Show me the Bible, Holy Father, and I will follow for his word. But I start to beat him. He was beaten so strong. By hand, by leg, he almost died. But he didn't deny his faith. After 1 year, he died. He was 45 years old, 8 children. My father was 17 years old. And that time, before he died, because he was beaten, but next year, 1994, communists came. And that year he died. And where communists came, they tried to have collect or government. And they took all business. They took all horses, all crops, all foods to government. And that year, no rain. And in the winter, now is the winter, yeah? Become, people start to die. 50% people every second person died because they didn't have food. But governments, horses, pigs, cows, they eat food because the Moscow Stalin gave plants, meat, eggs, else. If they do not send, somebody came and killed that main person. People died, but the plant meat for government they had. That time, before, maybe I can tell the short. I tried to find my English word, but I tried to share that we are blessed because somebody paid price. And they paid price to stay in the faith. And we are blessed. Praise God. When my grandpa knew that he will die, and he prayed, God, you know, I can't be long, more longer to be a father my children, but you be the father. I can't be husband with my wife, but you be a husband to her. And during the famine, they didn't eat also for 3 days, for 5 days, because no food, no grain, no mouse. The people ate everything. But neighbors, all family died, one boy, he almost died, he cried, and she heard, and God put her to her heart to take him. And he lived. And after that, he baptized, repented, because in this family, promise, God gave promise. And my father grew up with my mother. The Stalin closed the church, and after 1947, they allowed to open the church. And his friend and my grandma, they are the main people for the church. And they start to invite people for church. And during the year, the church start again, and they arrested that pastor and my grandma. And after 3 days, praise God, God released my mother, my grandma, because the 9 children there, but they gave 10 years prisons because he didn't follow their rule. He followed the gospel. And I remember when I was 4 or 5 years old, that time the church was underground. Our parents, at that time the church, they had secret service. They didn't have a Bible, maybe one Bible or two Bible for all church. I remember at night, they took me, I was a younger boy, fourth boys, and they took me with them in that prayer room in my grandma. The room was full. I saw how these precious people, maybe 1 hour, they on the knees, and they sing on the tongue, Holy Ghost, and pray. Yeah, I saw the beautiful song in the Holy Ghost. I didn't understand. But this is so that I wanted to have. Yeah, I grew up with that church. We were 7 children in our family. And my father, he was also persecution to stop, to do not bring people, children. They know that we are Christians. And a little late, they allowed to have building. But they do not allow to take children. Only you go to church. But through 18 years, if you take children, they put you in the prison because you take your children to church. Also, they take your children to put the government building. And a lot of people, they continue to go, but they didn't took their children. But our parents and her parents, they took us. We have small room, small building. We didn't have dining room, living room, bathroom, toilet. For 4 meters and 4 meters, it was our kitchen, our room, our living dining room. Mom prepared food and we ate there. And four brothers, we slept together with one pillow, with one cover. But we didn't have light. We didn't have a lot of. But I want to share. Because we grew up with our parents, their life so hard. But in the evening, when we came, we have 3 plates. We ate for same plates. We drink water with one cup. But they sing song, they pray, and with children play with peaceful. We grew up, we are have blessings because they pay price. When we married with my wife, during the 10 years, God gave us to 7 children. And also, we moved to leave the city, Ismail. And we we opened our house for prayer. It was illegal. At that time, Council of Secret Churches, they, with help America and Western Europe, they organized printing, underground printing for gospel, for Bible. Also, it was secret to keep them and secret to share. If you take 10 on 12, 20 gospels in your house to keep, if KGB find, you will go to 5 years in prison. But praise God that God has children, that they do not have fear, because he gave to us a not spirit of fear. And we took with our my wife, we took a lot of gospels, a lot of book of songs. I have bees with behaves with bees, and put all that inside. It's not safety, but we pray. And KGB 2 times came in our house. And one time they invite me in their office. I want to say that this is not, how to say, this is not to drink coffee with someone. You do not know what's happened. We didn't have a right. They just put prisons and to take all with your house. But praise God, they didn't find, and we continue. I say like history, but we know how we passed that. It's not easy. Well, I have business. We have jobs. But the Soviet Union government, they allowed to have behaves if somebody won. And it was blessings for money, not for job. Jobs very few. Yeah. And every spring, I sell 50%. And during the summer, again, I have 100%. One man, he is a big boss and communist in city. They know him. Everybody know him. And he had a behaves. But they have behaves not because they need money. They have money for corruptions. But they want to say, I have money because I have behaves. It was it. And that winter died, and he came to buy for me. And he told that, very great your beast, but God bless me, I know how to work. And after 30 minutes fellowship, I feel with God to invite him for a cup of tea in the house. Of course, my wife scared a little bit. It's not good to invite that people in your house. And when we drink a cup of tea and a little bit eat, God put in my heart that to talk to him a little bit in Christ. It's not easy to save the main communists in the city. But we follow to God. And God put in my heart to give him that gospel, secret gospel. I just follow to faith. And I told him, I would like to give you this gospel. And he looked at me carefully and say this. And I don't know what he thinks. But they said, okay, thank you. We pray for him, and during the year, he repented. We baptized him. God made miracle. Praise God. God is good all the time. I would like to say, how old are you? 27. How old are you? May I invite you? He's 18. I was 19. I just want to tell you that what a price to follow Christ when you do not have your freedom. I went to first grade. I was 6 years old. And my teacher, I was beaten from my teacher. I didn't know. I just cried. I came home. But she hated the Christians. Any people, they can beat you. Any teacher, nobody will be punished for this. And I heard that young people like this, they want to beat me, to meet me. I didn't know what I did. Because they are hero. They maybe beat one Christian. And they met me. And they beat me. That's huge. And my face was black, eyes, and my body. I came in. I came at home. It was night. And you know what my mom told me? You know, Vasily, we need to pray to forgive them. Let's pray. And do not angry for them. Forgive them. I didn't have angry. Because I know who am I. I worried that maybe I lost to see because it was so hard. We went with my mom to doctor. Everybody knows, so. But nobody say who with you, yeah? Because we off the right with the Lord. And this may happen. Praise God that you have freedom. You are not from Russia. Yeah, God bless you. Yeah, we see. And when we had 7 children, we was in Ismail, not Kyiv. And also, our kids, they lived in communist, but short time. But our son, Sergei, he is a pastor of Ukraine. He was in the first grade, and the teacher gave them to write, who is your hero? But every class, the Lenin there. Of course, you have to say Lenin or Stalin or some. But my son, Sergei, he was the fourth grade. He said, my hero is my father. When she wrote this, she was so angry. He said, you see, he is alive. He is your hero. But praise God, brother and sister, that God is unchanging in every system, in every politics. He gave to us promise. Of course, it's not easy. It sometimes it's very painful, very scared. It's not easy. But when we have this feeling, we know what to do. We like this, and we pray and we say all what our heart, our pain, our fear, and what we want to him, and we ask him to save us, to heal us, to keep us, and to give us power to continue. And after that, the power came, and we continue. During that time, a secret, we opened the churches, secret churches. But praise God, God gave us a freedom. 1991, Ukraine got a freedom from Russia. And we go to our street and take a Bible and say like this. Now this is not a miracle, but that time, that was big joy. And we start to preach out street. We start to go to Iran. We start to rent whole buildings. We start to go to any place that got open. And we start to open the apostolic church. But the next step, it was that we knew how to live in communist, but Soviet Union stops and all economics, all factors separate, and Ukraine economic collapse. 50% people, they didn't have a job. And if you have car, Zhiguli, Russian, you can change with house. Because some people, it was different to explain, but economics, they fell down. We start to learn how to live with freedom, without money, to preach. And God gave us experience with all family. And God put in my heart to put map on Ukraine. I would like you to show the map Ukraine. And in our house in Ismail. Yeah. And I put the map in my kitchen. We built house with my wife, and we have bathroom, we have toilet inside, we have kitchen and three bedrooms. It's difference, yeah. And we start to pray, God, it's all of Ukraine. This is true. Let us to spread this. Let's let all people, all these 24 regions, this different color, like province, every city, every village, they will accept this truth. And we didn't know that God called us to go to Kiev, to capital. That time it was 3 million people and no church, apostolic church. But we just pray and we open in our house and around we preach. We open there around two churches, new. And 1994, in February, God called me to go to Kiev. You know, that time, everybody has a passport. And in that passport stamp that you live in Ismail, like Cleveland. You don't have right to live another city. When the government allowed you, you have to show where you will live. Do you have a place? Do you have a job? If they give you this document, you came to your police and show them, and they put stamp that you can go. But there 50% people didn't have job. They're difficult time. But we did see about this. And I came to my house and told my wife, God called us to go to Kiev. And I went because we didn't have money for. I went there, I was there 6 months and just came to my house, 700 kilometers, to start church. And prayed, guys, for United Pentecostal Church. After 6 years, missionaries, St. Balsa, he helped us to rent our apartment for 16th floor, this is 4 rooms, but that one toilet, one bathroom. And no living, no dining room, just 4 small rooms and small kitchen, like this. But praise God, I brought my family. This is only for rent. But we never think that how I will live. I have nine family, 7 kids that time. We didn't have job, we didn't have money for food, for clothes, for living, for rent. Only for rent my apartment. We didn't ask God how we live. If he called, we just trust. And that time, when we went, we start to follow very hard time. I sold my behaves. I had 2 cars because God bless us. If you know, in the old church in Ismail, only 2 people had car. One brothers and God bless us. Because we work, we have business, and we full time for ministry. And we didn't count our money, all money for kingdom of God. And God chose us to go there. And we left our house, we left our business. And the 1 year passed, And after 6 months passed, and the help stopped for missionary. But we follow, and we met. We didn't have money for food, for clothes, for shoes, for rent. 1996, February 1st, my wife born next kids, Yana. And because the food all year very small, she become sick, blood anemia, white, more than red. After 2 weeks, our son become cancer. And I borrow money to pay rent, because if I do not pay rent, we will go to the street. But we have house, we can go back. But God called us. And that difficult times, a lot of times, we didn't see how we will live the next day, like wool. But we learned that God told us, just straight, do not turn back. And we stayed that wall, that problems, and we pray. We know that God is bigger, more than that wall, that problem. But we do not see. We do not feel. And God made a lot of miracles. We start to see new miracles. Angel came, money for food. God healed my wife. God healed my son with cancer. And God healed a lot of people. At that difficult times, we just try to be faithful, to keep faith, and to follow him. And God opened door, not financial, but spiritual. After that, we have a lot of difficult times and miracles, but after that, when God healed my wife, healed my son, and we continue to borrow money to pay our rent, God opened revival. And it's the people, all people for street, new people. And God start to heal. One wife, one woman came, and I preach faith. My wife was sick. We didn't have money for food. One time per day we eat something. Some people, they do not believe. I was in my son in a hospital because he has a cancer. And Sunday, I took my tithes. I go to church to preach that God is good. He loves you. He provides you. He heals you. Just trust him. And then I go back. And when we pass this and God healed, and I continue to preach, but something different. One lady came. When I preached this, I invite to altar. She came. She was the first time. And she thought, I have cancer. I have schedule. I invite my wife. I told her, you know, God is a healer. We will pray. By his name, he will touch you. I remember that prayer, we pray that let this spirit, that source, that feed that cancer, let go out. And when she went to the schedule for surgery, no cancer. After that, she came, so enjoy, And she has daughter around 7-8 years old. She told, I have daughter. She always is hospital. She have around 15 diagnoses. She can cry, she can laugh because the breath stopped. Her husband in high positions, but she always to hospital. I told her, of course, you went with my wife and that girl, I love children. I told her, you are very beautiful. God loves you. Nobody tell this to her. I took my jacket and covered her because it was cold. And the later, when God healed her, he told when pastor we came and for your jacket cover me, I feel that if pastor give me his jacket cover me, to God will heal me. And we pray for her, and for that time, not all healing, but he start to cry, he start to laugh, and the short time, all diagnosis gone. And he came to church, and God filled the Holy Ghost, her mom, and her, we baptized him. Praise God. And after that, God opened door, a lot of sickness, and people who has a problem, they know that God can help him. And after a few years, her sister, she didn't come to church. And she has a daughter, 15 years old. She is professional ballerina, dancer. They invite them to church, but they don't need God. But one time she start to feel bad for his heart pain. And she can't to continue to be her job ballerina. And they went to doctor, and doctor has the problem, the heart, and told that we need to surgery. It was big shock, and she called to her sister and cried, my daughter has a problem. But that his sister told, you remember me? I had a cancer. You remember my daughter? Come to church. God give to your daughter a new heart. I didn't know this, but the next Sunday, I preach and invite to the altar. Around 15 people came. I saw the young lady, 15 years old, the first time. I went to her. I asked, what is your need? And she told, I need that God give me a new heart. But I thought that repented. And we start to pray for new heart. But God spoke to me. She has a problem for physical heart. She doesn't need repentance. She came for healing. But Jesus loved them. We must love them. I thought, okay. I asked her. He told me, yes, tomorrow on the Monday, we have scheduled for surgery. I told her, you are beautiful. You know who created your heart? God. And he know how to fix, to give you a new heart. Just trust. Let's pray for your heart. A simple prayer, God, give to her new heart. Let's her to know that you are living God. God open her heart and let's accept you like healer and savior. She start to cry. Of course, God touched her. And the Monday, they went to doctor. Before surgery, they put it on the computer. 100% complete. And God, you know, hundreds of people got healed. If somebody have some problem, My phone number, our phone number is, we didn't have cell, but home, like this. And I gave to all. I told them, call me 24 hours. And they give to their friends if somebody have a problem, any problem, money, food, another problem, they call me at night. One time, do I have time? Maybe I have to finish. Huh? Yes. I would like to tell this, that God is unchanging. And He called to us for His vision, for His purpose. I share what's happened when we didn't have what we have in U.S. But doesn't matter, we have a lot of on nothing. God wants to bless every people. But sometimes happen like politics, corruptions, and they're also the children of God. And we were there. And I would like to share this. One time, I got a call in my home. And one lady says, you know, my friends gave me your phone, and they told me that you can help me. Because a lot of times, at this time, it's very hard time for people. If I have something, some grievance, and some new people came and start to cry, they don't have food or something, in my heart cry, I give my last. But I have 10 people. Is that last? Remember, God will provide the next day. Okay, she told me, you must come in our house. We went with my wife. It was apartments, two bedrooms, apartments in the center, downtown. And all broke. Maybe that apartment was war. Her mother, 76 years old, she lay down and her bone here broken. In US, the doctors, they made this. But in Ukraine that time, the doctors didn't do this, just lay down, and that's all. It was broken. She lived with mafia man. He has a gun and mafia. And when he was drunk, and he take a gun and told to her, write document that this apartment is mine. To take apartment. She told, but this is for my mother. And she started to beat her. Her mother started to help the daughter, and she beat the dead old lady. And they were beaten so strong. And he, broke everything. When we came there to saw, like three friends came to the job in the testament, on testament, and that they didn't have a word, and we didn't have a word, how we can help. I asked him, do you believe God? Yes, they are Catholic, but you understand. God filled with love for that people. And we start to talk that God can help you. I don't know how, but I know that God help you. Just let trust. You are Christians, but they do not about Christ. They do not know about Christ. We talked about Christ, how He loved, how He can heal, how He can save them. Because that man told that I came again, I kill you. That time for mafia, that time was. Now the law lead more good work, but that time not. And we how to say, kneel. Yeah. With her legs, I told him, let's invite Christ in our heart. Let's be He to be your healer and your savior and your protector. Let's open, let's repent. And they start to cry, we pray, and after that we start to ask God to help to heal her. When we finished to pray, God gave me a word, and I told, the next time when we came, you will open the door, you will walk. And then I listened what I said. Yeah. But after a few days, we came and she walked, that lady. 76. And we pray for that man. I told him, let's bless them. Let's pray for him. After that, when we pray for him, he put money on the door, lot of dollars, and they repair, put new door, and he didn't come more. During this years, 1,000 miracles. And that time that we didn't have lot of, I put mark that God gave us to work. This is churches, preaching point, and small group. But you see, 30,740. But this is not enough. But God opened door. We opened campus Bible Institute in Kiev. We opened another for Odessa, big city. January, we opened the third in another city. We opened the new, it's big city, 1 million. We opened the church there and that around. And this is not enough. And God opened a lot of doors. And we pray that God provide all needs. During the 15 months that we were in our missions, because we were in here, U.S., we learned language, we worked there, and then we were in Sacramento. I opened the Russian-speaking church, new church in Sacramento. I preached the gospel through the radio Russian. Yeah, I met 100 Trinity pastors and churches. They love me with angry. Yeah, but I love them with love. And God called us to go back. And during the 15 months, God allowed us to do. We start to open two churches. This is yellow. You see in the back, yellow. And that yellow. And this is, for this 15 months, we opened this new group. And also in Armenia, we showed to Armenia, Erevan. There, one pastor, he lost all people, the church. He has own building, but all people gone, something happened. And his children do not come in the church. And he and his wife, and they don't have peace, and they're in depression's time. And Brother Michael Tuttle, director, asked me, Brother Vasily, will you go to help them? And we went there, we were there while with my wife, and God gave us to restore them. And we baptized their daughter, and they start to come, and they start to now to preach and to open church, and God helped them. And we came in Ukraine, we continue, but Brother Michael Tato called us, Brother Vasily, you know Bulgarian, yeah? Yes, I'm Bulgarian. We were born in Ukraine, and we finished Russian school. I in home we speak Bulgarian. In Ukraine, and we was under Russian, we know Russian. I said, yes. Would you go to Will you go to Portugal? There once one of city, Silves. There are 200 families, Bulgarian, but they are most of Muslim from Bulgaria. And the brother Markham, maybe somebody know, he passed away. He was a missionary. He opened the church, and a few Bulgarian people that came and baptized and God filled them Holy Ghost. And then one of them, Bulgarian, he became a pastor. And the church started growing, maybe 30, I don't know how many. I do not know all history. But when Brother Tato called me, there was no pastor, no worship, 6-7 people, just. And they made decision, maybe it's continue like this, we will close the church. And we went there for a couple months there. I didn't have address, the phone numbers, but this is not big town and the tourists, a lot of cafe, restaurants. I learned that two cafe shop from that Bulgarian people. They are Muslim. They are not Christians. But all Bulgarian went there to meet, to drink. And I went to every day there. I say, hello, I'm Bulgarian. But they have bad story. Bulgarian have bad story from Turkish. And then Turkish in Bulgaria had bad story. They tried to change their name. If you do not change your name like Bulgarian, Slavic, not Turkish, you go to prison. And they have some last name. I say, oh, it's a Bulgarian. But they understand that they changed their name. I didn't know. But I would like, if we will go to with love, and we talk to a table. But Bulgarian tradition say, if I came the first time, tradition say they have to buy, if they drink wine, they will buy wine. If I don't drink, they will buy something, coffee. But this is must, they must to buy for me. What do you drink? I don't drink. No, but coffee. But I have coffee. Oh, I have money. But I also have money, but I want to. This is traditions. And I agree. And during the 2 months, God opened heart for Muslim. I asked them, if you have problem, sickness or something, if spirit for devils, something, does your Quran solve this problem? Little no. Ever the my Bible? Oh, yeah. And we become friends. And they start to come to church. And during that month, during that 2 months, 30 people come. We baptize 4 people in Jesus' name. God fill the Holy Ghost some and renew some people. And we start to Bible study. And they start to witness. The last service when we came back, I told I do not preach. Just we worship. Because before they didn't have a worship. They sing in Bulgarian and Turkish. It's so beautiful. I told that we just pray, worship, and witness what God did for this time. And one lady came, say, you know, my heart was so hard. My children was sickness. My husband and I, lot of time, made sacrifice. They take lamp. Go to their pastor, and they made sacrifice like Old Testament. And that blood, they like put for sickness people, and that meat they cut, and they share, because this is holy meat, and they they wait that Allah will help. But she told that a lot of time I made that sacrifice, but I didn't have an answer. But now I had a problem with my leg, but God healed me. After that, her son has a family. He also repented. And he has a cast for his leg. Long year. But I preach through Jesus Christ. And he repented. I baptized him. And that service, he told, you know, I'm so thankful, Pastor, because I have this sickness, this cast is like tumor, yeah, in his leg like this. But when you baptize me, when you pray, and the next morning when I stood up, I didn't find this. And they start to witnesses, a lot of witnesses. And they didn't have a pastor. They have missionary from Portugal, for Lisbon, but this is so far. We were temporary. You know, they cry, what we will do? And we start to cry. We left our children. But I would like to share what God can do if you trust and love God. He do not use Superman and Super Lady. He use people who love and trust Him. And now God opened a lot of doors. We have a miracle. We have land in Kyiv. They asked for us $1 million for only land. But God gave miracle. He gave to us for free for one man. He paid through Singapore. It's not come from UPC office. It's came for one man. He's China, live in Singapore. He paid $250,000, not $1 million. God make miracle. And then, of course, the government corruptions, he tried to take out. And few years, it was a big problem. But the last year, the problem's gone. And now, this year, we trust to God that God will provide to start to build. Also, we share one car for two people. My son, he is a pastor. He has a different job. I have to went to drive to all of Ukraine. And that car is old, 365,000 kilometers. And I pray that God gave me a miracle to help me with car. And in the finally, I'm so happy that I'm here to share that testimony. And the God is unchangeable. He is still provider. When we're in darkness, He is our delight. When we are hungry, He is our bread. When we are thirst, He is our living water. When we do not have money, He is our provider. When we are sickness, He is our healer. When people, this world, they lost, God is, they find Him. And He do this for us. I would like to say I'm so happy to serve that living God. I'm so happy that I'm here because I feel the same spirit, same God in this place. I just try to encourage you. Just keep faith. If if you have some problem, God told, if you ask me in your heart, sometimes we look in the doctor, in the my pocket or something else, it sometimes it not work. But when we 100% we hungry for God, we thirst for God, and we know that He is my healer. He solved my problem by His name. And I came here to altar. Doesn't matter, Pastor Superman or not. He is not a healer. He is not a provider. I am not a healer. I am not a provider. But we know who is the healer and who is the provider. Just come. And by Jesus' name, if you believe, if you have small faith, because Jesus always tell, if you have small faith, if you trust me, I'll do. I saw a lot of people that God changed them. But the people who trust God and true trust 50-50, I cry for them. But their problem is there. Sometimes I say, God, what I wrong did, what I did wrong. But God told me, you do not did wrong. They see maybe this help. I ask you, when you come to God, doesn't matter, maybe you have a million. Praise God that God bless you. There's blessings for God. If we are so thankful. But that is not our God. Our God, when we have money and when nothing. When we have food, when we don't have. When we have house and we out the street. The same God, the same faith, and He help us to pass all through. And you see 8 children. We have also sickness. Hundreds of people. Thousands that come through our life. And God healed them. We have a lot of enemies. We were beaten. They wanted to put document was ready to put me in the 3 years in the prison. But doesn't matter. How we feeling? Feeling is good, but we do not follow feeling when we follow to God. And I try to encourage, God put you this church like light for this place. Let your faith, let your trust, let that love that God gave you, let that holy life that God gave you, let be shine. When you see the people homeless, brokenness, maybe rich but sinners, let's love God's love that on the cross pass through your life. And God told, I want to help them. And He start to help. Maybe they do not come. A lot of people, they didn't come. But Jesus continued because He loved. God put you in this church for His purpose. He gave you this pastor because He put him here. Together with your sacrifice, if God asks you to give the last what you have, what you will do? We do not do just because emotion. We do not follow our emotion, but we need to have fellowship. When we have fellowship, we start to listen to His voice. And God has promised for this church more than you think. Because God will use the in the global. You preach in the global. You help in the global. May God bless you. I would like to open the altar to give you, Pastor. If you have some need, doesn't matter what you need. If you want to, maybe you don't have need. Just you want to dedicate your life more. Say, God, what I have, what my life, is not mine. This is yours. You paid price, and now I'm yours. And let follow this.